Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
God's an awesome God. There's just been incredible, wonderful things. I love the way God is strategic. I love the way God is so strategic in helping us and loving us and just laying out our life. You know, it says that in all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. So now if you take time to acknowledge who He is, what He is, and why he is, you'll find that he's very effective in ordering your life and putting it together. And the cool thing about that, he's the only one that knows the future. So it's a good, sound idea to trust in the Lord with all your heart and to lean not into your own understanding, because he puts it together oh so well. In fact, he puts it together perfectly, and it's way beyond our conceptualization, because God knows everything, everybody, their thoughts before they think them, and he loves us so much that he'll make it work out for our good. Excuse me, when timelines aren't going well and just things actually are in chaos, God said, I'll give you peace in the midst of your storm. And he promises to take care of us and to keep us. Ah, there's nothing like depending on him, because it works. It works all the time and every time. And I love just waiting on the Lord and fearing not for those things that he has promised us. He's such an incredible, dependable God. I just wanted to take some time out to worship and to praise him and to talk about his goodness unto the children of men, which is us. We are the seed of Abraham, and we are lined up to receive all of the blessings that God has for us. Which brings us to my subject, which is believing God's promises above feeling fear. Believing God's promises above feeling fear. You know, you fear these emotions of anxiety and stress and trauma. I was just talking with my son today, and we were parallel in two situations that we're in. And I said, and it was kind of funny. I said to him, I said, you know what I went and did? I said, I went down and I played the piano and I sang and I worshiped. He said, I went and did the exact same thing. I felt so much better. I just worshiped, and the spirit of anointing just hit me. And I worshiped him and praised him and went to another elevation of worship and praise. And, you know, when you're in the Holy Spirit and speaking the heavenly language and up in heavenly places, you don't feel connected with what's happening down here on earth. That's why he can keep you in that perfect peace that he promised when you give it to him, when you worship him. So above all of the feelings that we were having, and, you know, it could present great fearfulness, I said, I got to believe God's promises. And then I told him some other stuff I had dually on top of that. Totally out of my control. But I said, but you know, God's so strategic that he had other people in place. And I just, you know, made some phone calls and they were there. I didn't think I would be calling them, but I didn't know what the future held, but he did. So he already made these people have inquiries and I had their information. So it was just a matter of, you know, them, they were accessible right at my beckoning call. I mean, God is good. And I said, well, I don't even have to have major concerns or stress about that, because he's already set things in place for me. And I'm just thankful for his goodness. So the scriptures that I chose are, you know, parallel what I'm talking about today. Again, remember, our subject is believing God's promises above feeling fear. And, you know, fear is part of our senses, which we ascribe to as human beings continuously. I feel like this. I see this. I don't know about this. I, you know, it's always about, you know, a touch, a taste, our seeing, our feeling, our emotions, our, you know. And but if you're spiritual, it says we walk not by a sight, but we walk by faith. And you can't see faith. You can't feel faith. You can't hear faith. You have faith. It says have the faith of God.
And our theme, let me make sure I review that, for the year is Thy Will on Earth as it is in Heaven in 2017. Now, God wants us to connect in heavenly places with Him. And it's so interesting. It was 2013 that I was sent to South Korea to perform 120 nations. And I haven't been in communication with this person since then. And I get an email. But see, God knows the hearts, minds, and men of men above anything we do or say. And because of the experience that this person experienced, because I shared the gospel, I said, you talk about God. I said, have you experienced speaking in tongues and in His Holy Spirit and His anointing and being filled with the promise that He came for? Remember, our subject is believing God's promises. God promised to send back a comforter. I said, but have you experienced that? So we went through some scriptures, and we were seated in our hotel room. So I laid hands on her to pray for her, and bam, out she went. I went, whoop, okay, God, you're working. And when she came to, because I'm going to get him. She just being drenched with the power of Holy Ghost and fire. And she was born in another country. And she told me when she was a little girl at 5 years old, she had that same experience. So this is 50-something years later. And she's quite the dignitary nationally and international. So I'm kind of going in between facts so that I don't give her identity away. She says, I had that experience in my home country at 5 years old. Talked to my brother about it. He said, you don't know what you're talking about. She says, nobody knew. But at 5, she had that experience. And then she said, there were long periods when I wouldn't eat. I just couldn't eat. She said, now I know God would put me on fast. And she would just fast. So now here, 50-something years later, she's having the same experience. But at this time, she has someone to teach and acknowledge and to tell her what it is. Is our God not great? So God brought this experience to her remembrance, and she contacted me, and we're going to be together for a huge national entity that's going to have over 20,000 women there. I mean, it's just going to be incredible. She says, I got one VIP ticket left just for you. I'm like, and I will be there. God is just good. I'm telling you, believing God's promises above feeling our fear. So our scripture is, hearken unto me. It's taken from Isaiah, the 5th chapter, starting with the first verse. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock where whence ye are hewn. It's like, hello, I am the rock. You came from me, so why not come to me? That's what God is saying. I'm that source. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm that rock. I am the that you came from. So why not seek the source? He said, and the hole of the pit whence you were digged. Well, make it plain. Second verse. Look unto Abraham your father and unto Sarah that bare you, for we the seed of Abraham. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Do you see what God did for him? Abraham worshiped heathens. They hadn't heard of the living God. They knew nothing about it. But when he heard God's voice and he said, leave your people, because what I'm going to do for you, I can't do with your people, because they're all, you know, they don't, you hear me, they don't. And that's so many times when God speaks to you, you can't share it with your people because they don't hear the Lord. You do. You believe the Lord. They may not. But that's not your concern. Your concern is to obey. So he called him alone. And he said, I blessed him and I increased him. Those are the promises that God has for us as well. Third verse. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Okay, there's our theme. Thy will on earth as it is in heaven. We're supposed to be living like God originally created Adam and Eve. In the Garden of Eden. That's his promises for us. And joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. For hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nations, for the law shall proceed from me, and I will make judgments to the rest for the light of the people. My arm shall judge the people, the isle shall wait upon me, and mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes unto the heaven, look unto the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax like old garments. And they that dwell therein, therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation, God always has it out for us, shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken, seventh verse, unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people of whom the heart is the law, fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be afraid of their revelings. No, there's another scripture that says, don't fear man that can kill the body. Fear me. I'm in charge of your soul. So, I mean, God deserves to be worshipped, honored, and respected, and revered. He's God. Love the Lord. He is amazing. And so here's what he's telling us. When you believe, you can have these promises. And you're faith will be the factor that produces evidence. Faith, your faith has to override your fear. As humans, we are so fear-based. I had a pain once, and the person went, what is that? I said, I'm not sure. She goes, oh, what if it's cancer? What if it's cancer? And I'm like, who does that? And I looked at her. I said, well, I serve a God that I know as a healer. So whatever it is, I serve a God that I know as a healer. I love God. He's just an amazing, amazing God. Oh. And he says to us, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe now, and it shall be. This is what our God says. So what if we really believed the scriptures? He says, fear not. So you will have many tribulations in this world, but fear not, for I have overcome them all. And that kind of correlates with what our theme is for July, which we use the Lord's Prayer in the ninth chapter of Matthew, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You know, forgive people, let things go. Forgive them for the fear that they cause you, for the fear that you cause them, for the fear that you received. You don't understand what that did for me. That was just horrible. That just scared me so. Let it go. Let it go and forgive them. Take care of you. Be in charge of you, because guess what? When you stand before the Lord, that's who you're going to be in charge of, you. So you want to acknowledge who God is in his presence. Tell him how you love him, and that you love him in such a manner that you'll live for him. God is such an awesome, awesome, awesome God. And he wants to continually bless us. And these promises are ours if we believe them. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Be saved from yourself. Be saved from others. Be saved from strife and turmoil because you trust in him. Do you have the answers? No, you don't have to. He does. You say, I know my God has it. He will bless me and he'll take care of me. Believe the word of God and stand on it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name and we thank you. Hallelujah. For we want to believe your word and not give in to our feelings of fear, but stand on your promises because they're true and you're God that cannot lie. Once we believe that, then we continuously move forward serving thee and loving thee. Keep us, Lord, in thy name, Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed.